Hello, this is Andrew Delpretti, and you're listening to episode 2 of the 5-Min Dev Podcast. If you happen to miss the introductory episode, go back and check that out to see what this podcast is all about. I hope everybody's doing great today. The sun is out here in Southeast Alaska. Just got back from a run over lunch and thought I'd throw a podcast together. One of the recurring themes I'll be covering in this podcast is the topic of web application performance. Performance is something I am pretty passionate about, but am continually learning how to improve. After spending the past few months really digging and making adjustments at work, I've definitely started seeing the value of being proactive and implementing some of the fundamentals early on in the development process. One of my main heroes is a developer at Google by the name of Adi Osmani. I think I pronounced that right. Osmani. He has a lot of talks and articles on the topic of performance and has a great way of explaining things to newcomers. A few days ago, a developer on Twitter asked Adi what the 5 most important steps of performance are. And Adi replied with 1, keep your JavaScript small and fast. 2, lazy load non-critical assets. 3, preload late discovered resources. 4, optimize web fonts. And 5, compress images. I love this list and have been trying to methodically implement each of these at MusicBed for the past several months. I'm going to try and cover one of these points each day this week on this podcast, so please stay tuned. So I'll start with 1, keep your JS small and fast. So to me, this one means to only load the JavaScript necessary on the page and try to limit everything else. It can also mean to optimize resource-intensive JavaScript and libraries. I'll throw minifying and gzipping in there just because that's really important. I think we can all be a culprit to this because it's easy to get busy and not pay attention to performance during development. But depending on your target market, it may be important to implement and look at this early on in your development process. Something we've implemented recently at MusicBed is code splitting using Webpack. We've been slowly moving our application over to React and experimenting with like splitting pages by route. It's not perfect yet, but we're loading a lot less per page than before. Many applications out there will bundle everything together in one massive JavaScript file. You'll see things like the account and profile page JavaScript being loaded even if the user is not logged in. So if the user never logs in, that's JavaScript that's never used. So that's no good. Anyway, I think that's about it for the first one. I'll try to do the rest during the week, so I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions or see any mistakes with my explanation, please tweet me at Andrew Delpretti. Until tomorrow, thanks. Bye-bye.